welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Adam is visiting Hello Brain. It's a free exhibition at the Francis Crick Institute in London, right next to St Pancras, and it's all about your brain. Plus, we've got a craft that you can do at home. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, we're in London looking at Hello Brain. It's a free exhibition located on the ground floor of the Francis Crick Institute. That's one of Europe's biggest labs and home to more than 1,500 scientists working to understand health, disease and how life works.
My name's Holly Cave. I'm the consultant curator on this exhibition, the Hello Brain exhibition, and I've been working with the Francis Crick Institute to produce an exhibition all about the brain.
What is the Francis Crick Institute? It's a place that not many people will have heard of.
So it was built, I think, in about 2016, and it brought together lots of different science institutes from across London into a completely new place where they have labs, and there's a good number of scientists working here. I believe it's over 1,000 sort of across this 5 floors you can see upwards, and we also have some labs beneath our feet as well.
It's a really fancy building. We were saying just before we hit record, anyone is welcome. Anyone can wander in and kind of say hi and see what's going on here. You have an exhibition on right now. It's called Hello Brain. You've been working on it for quite a while. What's it about?
It's really all about how our brain is full of 86 billion neurons, which is like 10 times the number of people that live in the world. And it focuses on how they all interact together to make you the person you are.
Wow, okay. And we've got some stands here, some displays. I think that might be the rain. Is that the rain? Or is that one of the displays?
No, that is the sound of a neuron firing.
Ah, should we go over and have a look?
Let's have a look.
Talk me through where we're walking right now. We've got... You did describe what these were. What are these?
So these are all neurons, and you saw them on your way into the exhibition as well, and they've been knitted and created from yarn and beads and pipe cleaners, and they've been made by members of the local community, people like Neural Knitworks, who do loads of crafting around neuroscience, and also by people who actually work here at the Crick. We've got a craft club in-house, and they love making stuff, so that's what all these are, and they're meant to be kind of fun, human angle on what you can see in front of you.
And this crackle and popping sound that we might be able to hear in the background, you said that that's a neuron firing.
Yeah, so when we record, well, not we, I'm not a scientist, but when scientists record the activity of neurons, they're actually recording little waves of electricity that are running through them, and as each neuron sends a signal, you get that kind of popping noise, which we might be able to hear on the recording.
So what's the story of this exhibition? We've come in, we've seen neurons. Where are we going? What's the goal?
So this exhibition is quite unique because of where it is. So it's not like the Science Museum or the Natural History Museum where they are just a museum. This is an exhibition within a living, working scientific institution where there are, you know, as you're looking around, there are scientists right above us doing all sorts of research about the body and the brain and genes and all that kind of stuff. So we wanted to focus on their work and draw out some little stories about what they're actually doing in the exhibition. So we can see some examples of them here. We've got some examples of PhD students and postdoctoral researchers and more senior members of teams. So we've tried to present all the different people that are doing work here and pull out just little bits of their research. And then we've kind of framed it in a bit to do the history of neuroscience. So Ramon y Cajal was a Spanish neuroscientist. He was working in like the late 1800s, and he was one of the first people to actually, this is a beautiful image that you can see if you come to the exhibition, of how he sort of drew out in ink neurons. And
it looks like a tree.
Looked like, saw the structure of them for the first time. And he was the first person to suggest that they sent information through pathways by passing on electricity from one to the next. So we've come a long way. So we've kind of situated the Crick research and what's happening now within sort of history and what we've learned before, and more familiar things that people might know about the brain, like scans that you can have done. And then we move more into, yeah, the crick research, how they're using different animals like fruit flies and mice and fruit fly maggots even. So how they're studying all those animals to help us understand the brain, the human brain, and what we're learning from all those animals. So there's things to smell, because they're doing a lot about how, there's a lab doing work on how fruit flies can smell. And yeah, it's quite surprising to me. I think I just assumed we knew how we smelt, and you know, we understood that fully, but we really don't. That's one example of the many things we still don't understand about the brain.
And then finally we come on to maybe what the exhibition is named for. Hello Brain.
Yeah.
A table of, I guess these are 3D printed brains.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see obviously that's a human brain, relatively large, perhaps sort of if you were to put your two fists together.
Yeah, that's what
about
they say.
That size.
Yeah. We've got a crow.
Crow brain, perhaps the size of your thumb, maybe?
Yeah, about that, isn't it? Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah.
And then brains shaped in really weird, when you think of a brain, you do think of sort of a fist-sized,
yeah,
fist-shaped sort of organ, don't you?
Yeah, and a few of these are that, but a few are not.
A crocodile brain.
Yeah.
Looks bonkers. Along with, what's this? A model of a goldfish brain. They look sort of like animals in and of their own right,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's really interesting. These bits on the crocodile brain that stick out through the front are the bits that you can see on the drawing, on the sort of drawing here, that go along its snout. So this is its smelling apparatus. So yeah, you can sort of, it's quite interesting, I think, to compare this to the human brain. And I think we do animals a disservice in, we talk about intelligence, and it's not always a helpful thing to talk about, because this crocodile can do all sorts of things that we can't do, because it's essential to the crocodile's survival. So it can smell blood something like, I think it's something like 4 miles away or something. So it can smell a rotting carcass. It can smell like a dead zebra floating in the river way upstream, thanks to these long bits that stick out of its, stick, well, not out of its brain, they're a part of its brain that stick out, that thread all the way down its snout. So yeah, these were printed at the Crick in the, called the Maker Lab, where they make all kinds of stuff. So it's really nice to be able to have these out on display and be able to touch them.
Thanks, Adam. You can find out more by searching for Hello Brain. Now, for something that you can do at home.
The Hello Brain exhibition at the Francis Crick Institute invites us to explore the wonders of the human brain. Today, we're bringing the magic of neuroscience into your home with a craft that celebrates the beauty and complexity of neurons. For this craft, you'll need coloured paper or card, markers or crayons, scissors, string or fishing line, beads or small bells, and glue. For the first step, begin by cutting out shapes from the coloured paper to represent different parts of a neuron. Get creative with colours and designs to mimic the vibrant connections in the brain. Step 2, use markers or crayons to add details to each neuron component. In step 3, assemble the neuron components by layering and gluing them together to create three-dimensional structures. And step 4, cut several lengths of string or fishing line and attach them to the neuron structures, allowing them to hang at different heights. And the final step, step 5, hang your neuron mobile in a place where it can catch the light and gently sway, allowing you to marvel at the intricate connections within the brain. You've crafted your very own neuron mobile, inspired by the wonders of the Hello Brain exhibition.
Thanks, Georgia. And just like that, we are done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, "Play Fun Kids" every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.